The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, my husband and fellow realtor. And our special guest, once again, attorney Doug Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. Here to talk about gas leases again this week. And we are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors, and we've been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. You can feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Visit our website, jruddy.com, jruddy.com. to view our listings or to search the MLS. Okay, again, talking about gas leases, and I thought maybe we could start off by talking about, from a buyer's perspective, if they're purchasing property, whether to reside in or for other purposes, if they're purchasing a property, there are different scenarios that can occur out there. If there are sellers that are going to keep the gas rights, and or if they're going to sell the property with the gas rights. So there's a lot to discuss about this topic and purchasing and things to be aware of and things to think about and so on and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I think is important, too, to clarify, when a buyer is going to buy some property in the Marcellus Shale region, I think it is critical that they consult with an attorney for several reasons. One, and again, it doesn't have to be me. Certainly, I do these things. But whether it's me or somebody, I preach that the idea is the landowner make the right decisions and educate themselves, because these can be very costly mistakes. One of the things you talk about, the buyer must first understand, and it may seem elementary, but it isn't necessarily, whether or not, if they're buying a property with the gas rights, are they buying the property with the existing gas lease that's in place now, or are they buying it with the gas rights forever? Because I've came across just recently, within the last month or so, two separate examples where somebody bought property and they bought the current gas lease or came with the property, but it wasn't the actual gas rights forever. So when that lease actually expired and one is set to expire, that buyer no longer had those gas rights. They only had rights in the existing lease. So it's very, very critical. Probably you'd be able to figure that out, but you must understand that, because that, again, can be an extremely expensive mistake.
Sure.
And depending upon the acreage, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. So just very important to understand what you're buying. And then, to answer your question, on a buyer who's going to buy property and buying the gas rights, if there is a lease in effect when they're going to buy it, I think, again, it's something you want to consult with somebody who can interpret that lease, that can explain it to you. And I've had several people who contacted me and come in, sit down at the office, and we talk about that, what to expect and what may happen in the future. And that's something, too, that buyers, these are people who aren't maybe as educated in the Marcellus Shale region as people who've owned the property, who've done some research and have taught the neighbors and get word of mouth about the development. These are people who are coming in cold to this situation. So it's really important that you understand what you have or don't have. And I know one of the things we were talking about, too, is you could buy property and not buy the gas rights. And if that occurs, you need to understand what might happen in the future. I've used an example before of somebody who contacted me. They were going to retire. They buy a 100-acre farm. And they're very excited about this. It was about 15 years ago. The lawyer said, hey, don't worry about it. There's never been any gas development here. And they were buying it without the gas rights. And then all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door saying, hey, we're coming on. We have intentions to put a well on this property. And these people were just absolutely sick. I mean, the lady actually called me literally in tears as this thing was developing, because they were putting an access road in the property. They were going right to the center of the farm and their cow pasture. And the compensation at that point was, under law, which would be a reasonable compensation for what the damages are, because the company would have the power to do what is reasonable and customary to extract the gas. And they bought this property with knowledge that they didn't have the gas rights. So this has become such an important issue to understand as a buyer's perspective. What are you buying, and what can you expect may happen in the future? And although there may not be 100% answers, again, it's about educating and understanding this, because believe me, you don't want to be in a situation like this lady was, where, you know, they've worked their whole lives, they go to this place to retire, a nice rural farm, and really they were just unbelievably upset and will remain that way, you know, for the rest of their lives. So it's really important, as a buyer's perspective, you know what you're buying.
Well, that's a nightmare. That's a true, true nightmare. And I'm sure it is so difficult for anybody, especially you that deals with this every day of your life, to predict exactly how something's going to turn out. But you guide people the best you can, and I'm sure you have a lot of stories that you could tell. But
so if I buy the property without the previous owner retains the gas rights, they can do pretty much what they want with the gas company?
Well, it's not pretty much what they want. I mean, there's legal protections that are built in. But if you buy, they have the surface estate and the subsurface estate. And the subsurface estate is essentially the dominant estate. So if I sold you property, and I say I sell you a 100-acre property, has a residence and a farm or whatever the case may be, and I maintain the gas rights. And then, again, I may have already had a lease in play, which is something as a buyer you need to know. You need to also see if maybe you can reach some sort of agreement with the seller contractually that they won't do certain things with their lease. Or there's just a lot of things that you could do. Again, I could talk forever about that. But if you're buying it, you need to understand what is going to happen in the future. And there are, like, there's setbacks under law that they can't drill within 200 feet of the residence and within 200 feet of the water supply. There are certain safeguards, but they're very minimal when you're considering, you know, it's not a lot of consolation for the landowner to say, okay, well, at least the well is 210 feet from my house as opposed to 190. So there's a lot of things that you need to consider, and they have to do what's reasonable and customary. I mean, they can't come in and, you know, park all their trucks for the whole northeast operations on the farm or on the property, but they can do what is necessary to extract that gas from the subsurface. So yes and no. I mean, they can't do anything they want, but they do have a lot of liberty to operate on that property. And certainly, if you don't own the mineral rights, you're not going to receive any royalty, you're not going to receive any benefit of that, but you're going to have an access road, a well pad, maybe pipelines that are necessary for that particular well pad and that development across the property, and you're not going to be compensated but for just reasonable compensation under law. In one case, in the case I gave you, I think the company was around in the area of about $1,000 per acre is what the compensation they were paying for damages. Which, you know, some companies pay less than that. Some pay more. And so you could have a 10, 12-acre portion of your property just essentially taken for $10,000 or $12,000, or more or less. But that's something that you could absolutely see.
Well, talk about diminished value, huh?
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate with our special guest, attorney Doug Clark, talking to us about gas leases, things that can happen from the buyer's perspective, and things to be aware of when you're purchasing property, whether the gas lease and the gas rights are included or not. So talk to me about speculation buying and what somebody needs to be aware of when they're buying property and it's based on speculation, please.
Absolutely. Well, again, speculation is, you know, by itself, you know, speculation. So there's no right or wrong answer, and we don't know. But certainly things that you'd want to look at is going to be, and more wells are coming online, and we're seeing more and more development. I believe that the best indicator, generally speaking, is going to be the type of development around you. Now, there have been recent articles that I have been reading about, you know, where is this fringe of the shell play going to end? And they're starting to think that it might be a pretty crisp area, like a fine line where there's development in one area and you may go down a mile down the road and there not be development somewhere else. So that's still, they're still poking holes in the ground and doing tests to determine where this is going to be. I mean, they've recently went to Luzerne and were not very successful. There was another Monroe Township well that was unsuccessful and the company's pulling out. So when you're going to speculate, speculators beware, you know, just the way it is. But at the same time, a seller may say, hey, I don't know what's going to happen. And they might be sitting in an area where you can use some independent, you know, look around. You can see other wells. You can see activity in the area and use that to try to give yourself the best basis of what this value is. And if you just think, well, who knows? They may hit a dry hole here. Look what happened in Luzerne County. Look what happened in southern Wyoming. You could end up making a very big mistake by not using or not getting the correct information to do what's best in your particular area. So it's, there's no definite answers, and it is questionable, and what do you want to do? And you can look at, again, there are mineral companies that are buying rights for a couple thousand up to over $6,000 per acre to buy the rights. That, again, will tell you where they think that, you know, there's more value. And you can also look at, again, you can look at where the production is, and that's going to be your best indicator of what that value is going to be. But there's still, there's no true way that you're going to be able to determine it accurately.
Well, you really know your stuff, and I have to commend you on that, Attorney Clark. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, yeah, anyway, you can always contact me by telephone at 570-307-0702. And then I welcome everybody to check out the websites. They're very informative for landowners. The websites are pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com. And again, as you know, you indicate I have a radio show as well. And my shows are archived on the websites. And we talk about, we've done some shows about buying and selling. And it's a really informative website. So we get a lot of great compliments that you can check them out there and really learn some things, you know, just to educate yourself.
Now, you have a ton of material on there, and it's very informative. Okay, we're headed towards a break, but before we go, we'll review a listing. And Pat, would you like the honors?
Sure. This is 750 South Blakely Street in Dunmore. It's priced to sell at $91,900. This is a manageable ranch, whether you're just getting started or downsizing. It has a large rear yard with an above-ground pool. An above-ground pool, that was difficult to say. A deck off the kitchen, partially covered. It's got a possible second bedroom in the lower level, so it's a one-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home. Lower-level family room with a wet bar and a half-bath. Stone fireplace in the living room, newer roof, gas furnace, and hot water heater. Replacement windows. It's got a large lot. You can access it from the front or the back. It's a really nice, manageable home. That's at 750 South Blakely Street in Dunmore, $91,900.
It's very well maintained, too. Thank you, Pat. It's break time, so we'll be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM.